Welcome to Razzle Dazzle Radio. I have a lot of fun people surrounding me today, and I want you to meet them. Of course, to my left is Mo Dutterer, our other host with the most, and my buddy, friend, pal, Carolyn Kellerman. And we are going to speak today about the Soundry. Have you heard of the Soundry? It is what I know to be a jazz venue right down near Clyde's. I can't wait to go, and actually I can't wait to hear what's going on there because it looks like a magical, mystical place in there. And Demetia, am I saying your name right?
Demetian.
Demetian is going to speak to us about that. And after we hear all about that, we're going to talk to Mark Beachy, a man who has made his dreams come true in the theater and the publisher of Maryland Theater Guide and so much more. So, wow, we got a lot to talk about. All right, let's do it. Okay, so tell us about the Soundry. What's going on there?
So it is it's a great intimate music venue right next door to Clyde's where Tomato Palace used to be, right on Lake Kinemakundi. And we do intimate shows and we feature all kinds of music, jazz, funk. We've had reggae shows, some Americana, and it's been great so far. We opened up June 1st. And since then, we've had several artists come through and we've had lots of support from the community and everyone's just really excited.
That's interesting because for some reason, I've always heard it as a jazz venue. And so now you're telling me it's so much more, too.
Well, we do have some jazz, but we also feature all kinds of music. We don't really discriminate as far as the genre. And we're more about getting quality artists and more than sticking to a specific genre.
Do you have solo artists? Do you have bands? Do you have large groups, big bands? What? How many people are on stage?
All of the above. We've had solo acts, like solo acoustic acts. We've had huge brass bands, 8 or 9 person brass bands. We've had reggae band. We had Jaw Works come about 2 weeks ago. And so just a little bit of everything.
Are these local acts or do people fly in from California or where?
All of the above.
All of the above, wow.
We catch some of the national touring acts as they're coming through the DMV area. And also we get a lot of regional acts and as well as local acts.
A personal question for you then, because a number of my former students at Centennial High School are very, very successful artists in Austin, Texas, and also in Nashville. And I'm thinking of about 5 of them, actually. If they wanted to perform there, would they get in contact with you and see if they can't get on the calendar? Or is there a screening process? Or how do people get on your stage?
Okay. Actually, the director of booking, his name is Rick Cady. He is part of the Hamilton Live team. That's our venue in D.C. And he handles the booking for both properties. His email address, if anyone wants to send him any music at all, is rcady@thehamiltondc.com.
Okay. Now, are they mostly one-night stands or is somebody there for a week, let's say?
Mostly one-night features.
One night, okay. Good.
I've heard that the Hamilton has a fabulous piano show tunes night every Monday. Are you going to bring that to Columbia?
No pressure.
So we just opened on June 1st, as I said before. So we're still kind of feeling our way through the things that are going to be staples and that we repeat every month. So we haven't planned that yet, but it's something we're definitely looking at things towards that.
I forget the name of the restaurant. I don't think it was the Hamilton, but it's down towards Annapolis, but not actually in Annapolis proper, where they have a Cracker Jack piano player. And he has a file cabinet full of every single full musical score that there ever was written. And he pulls it out and you go up and you say, I want to sing something. I don't want to say it's not karaoke, but it's live piano and people come in and line up and sing.
Okay.
Just planting seeds.
Well, right now, that's not something we have planned.
You're getting a lot of advice here, right? Okay. So is there dancing?
Yes, it is dancing too.
There's dancing.
It depends on the show. Some of the shows are seated. We have, because of the space, we have a lot of different configurations we can do with the tables and chairs. And so sometimes for shows where we know people are going to want to get up and dance, we can open up the room a little bit and offer some dancing space for them and space for people to move around. But then for the shows where it's going to be a little bit more intimate and like the Americana shows, the folk shows where people aren't so much dancing, but just really getting really into the music and enjoying themselves, then we have seated shows where we do that as well.
That's fabulous. Okay, so here's a question. Okay. How much does it cost?
The ticket prices vary. Uh-huh. And right now, the prices are not astronomical by any means. So far, all I've the shows that. Have been between $5 and $35, just depending upon the artist.
Great. Yeah. That is wonderful.
Drink minimum, yeah. Food minimum, anything like that?
There's no minimums as far as that goes, okay. But we do offer, as the whole Clyde's company does, we offer a menu that uses fresh local ingredients. We still have a seasonal menu, so we always have food available. But
great. That's outstanding.
All right. Well, if we can dance, we can eat, and we can drink, we're coming.
We can do it all.
All right. I love it. We needed this in Columbia.
Absolutely.
I'm so excited about
Absolutely.
This. I really
Although,
am.
I will say, I am going to miss the pasta and sausage that they had at the Tomato Palace. So maybe you can put that on the menu there for Momo.
Well, if you come to Clyde's, if you come onto the Clyde sides and just give us a heads up, we can probably put something together for you.
I'm sure you can.
Okay. Make it work. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
And so now Mark Beachy is here. I remember you when you were back in high school with Mr. Dutterer here.
Yes, he
as
was.
A theater student. And every time I've ever seen you, you have a glow in your face. You're a happy person. You have lived your passion, and you have done everything you love and at such an early age. So we want to find out, what is your secret?
My secret is to always do what you love.
Okay.
Don't let anybody dictate what they want you to be.
Yep.
Hear, hear.
Yep. Did Mr. Dutterer teach you that?
Well, Mr. Dutterer taught me a lot of things. He definitely taught me a lot about drama, of course. But even more important than that is to always have a passion for what you are doing and always be authentic, whether it's on stage or off. Be who you are.
Well, Mark, I'll say, was a part of every show that we did at Centennial High School during his...
See,
you were there 5 or 6 years till you graduated? No, just four.
Cute. We're seeing if the audience is paying attention here. Okay.
But when Mark graduated and then went to college and out of that, so proud of what he's accomplished here in the Baltimore area, and especially with the reviewing of shows and everything that he's doing now and everything he's done for the last probably... 20 years, more than that, actually.
Yeah.
So, but it's a wonderful thing. Do you remember the show Sugar?
I certainly remember Sugar.
It is, for those people in radio land, this is the musical version of Some Like It Hot, one of the top 10 movies of all time. And Mark played the older gentleman that Joe E. Brown played in the movie Some Like It Hot, Sir Osgood Fielding, and he falls in love with a guy dressed up like a girl that he thinks is a gal. And the most famous line that ends most movies, do you remember what that is?
Well, nobody's perfect.
Because Daphne pulls her wig off to expose that she is a man and said, "But Osgood, I'm a man." And Osgood says,
"Well, nobody's perfect."
End of movie. And end of
musical. You don't have to see that one now, do you?
And one more question about Sugar. Do you remember the title of the song that you sang?
Well, I believe I got to sing a couple songs.
Yeah.
But one was, "We Must Have Naughty Young Girls."
That's it.
Okay.
And there was a, "Somewhere in my soul our passions at astound."
But wasn't that called Dirty Old Man or something like that? I forget what that was.
I don't know the titles. I remember all the songs. Yeah. I remember the choreography.
Yeah.
I remember the performers. I remember the moment.
Yeah. Great show. Great show. If you ever get a chance to see it, anybody listening, go see Sugar. It's really a great show.
They don't do it
so
much anymore.
Mark, what are you doing right now? Describe your job for us.
Well, for the past 7 years, I've been publishing the Maryland Theater Guide. And quite simply, it's an online performing arts news magazine. Mm-hmm. And we review theater, music, dance, basically anything that happens on a stage. If it's a magic show, we'll be there to talk about it.
So how did you come to do this? Because I always wondered, you were an early entrepreneur, and so you found what you loved, and we know that. So you had a school early on in your career. So, I mean, did you just wake up in the middle of the night and go, oh, I'm going to have a school, or, oh, I'm going to have this online? Tell us how you got there.
Well, I love to do anything to do with the performing arts. I've written 7 musicals. The first musical I wrote was called Bout Baltimore. And it was produced as a 1-hour TV special on ABC. And I wrote 6 musicals after that. And so then I directed, I choreographed, musically directed. Anything that has to do with the performing arts, I love to do. And I still take classes to educate myself. Mm-hmm. This fall, I'll be at Howard Community College taking a guitar course. I'll be taking another dance course. That's I love great. Education yep. in the performing arts.
Yep. I'd like to congratulate Mark on his podcast, the premier one I heard, and I loved it because not only did he chat with Toby and somebody else, but he had these musical interludes. I think he even had some kind of advertisements. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, since I've written 7 musicals, I treat my podcast as a musical.
Oh, I love that.
It is definitely scripted. I made sure that we had professional music backgrounds that she mentioned. I auditioned over 100 hosts to introduce me. And it's all about the transitions going from one segment to another. And I didn't want it to just be an interview show. My first guest was Toby Ornstein. Mm-hmm. Fabulous, fabulous interview. And then I always have a segment called A Musical Moment. And a monologue moment. And so the monologue moment is rather unique because an actor comes on and just delivers a monologue. Mm. And, you know, whether it's Shakespeare or a modern monologue, we love to give up-and-coming actors an opportunity to perform on the show.
Mm. So, again, how did you start that?
I started this 7 years ago.
Okay.
And at the time, I was actually a manager of a movie theater. And it was just okay. You know, I enjoyed...
It was still in the arts.
It was still in the arts. But I really wanted to get back to my roots. And so my dad asked me, what kind of lifestyle do you want to have? What kind of lifestyle do you want to have? And so I said to myself, well, I love being home. I love being home. I love being the boss. And I love the performing arts. And I really love to give people suggestions, constructive criticism on what they're doing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I love to promote the performing arts. And so I developed the Maryland Theater Guide.
So
and
that was an extension of all those things.
All those things. All my lifetime experience, whether it's taking classes in high school with Mo Dutter, or ballet classes with Lester Holmes, mm-hmm. or music lessons with Daniel Comanges, or writing my musicals, all of it came together to form the Maryland Theater Guide. And that's what makes, I believe, a good site because I'm not just a businessman. Mm-hmm. I'm a person who truly loves the performing arts and wants to fill up those seats, keep the arts alive.
Yes. Yep.
Now, when Mark was invited to come today, he suggested he would give me his 5 what not to miss, and maybe one will be at the Soundry, who knows, what not to miss in the upcoming season. And I was sort of hoping we could do this, since this will really be airing in August.
Okay.
So, Mark, lay it on us.
Okay, well, I spent a week looking at all of the venues in Columbia, except for the Soundry. I have to learn more about it.
Okay, well, now you've learned a little right now.
Thanks to your show. And so I came up with a list of 5 shows that you must see. So coming in at number 5, we have the Columbia Pro Cantare, and they're doing a salute to Gershwin in Jerome Kern.
Oh, my.
And that, you have time for this. It's not going to be until May.
Oh, okay.
But I want to give people a heads up about that because this group has over 100 volunteer singers, and they are just fantastic. They're going to be performing Gershwin's Simple Song, Rhapsody in Blue, piano solo, Summertime, a Jerome Kern instrumental and choral medley. So that's coming in at number 5.
Okay. I love it. Okay. Drum roll to number four.
Number four. Now, you may or may not have known, I used to be a figure skater with the Columbia Figure Skating Club.
No, we did not know
okay,
that
so I told you, I've done everything to do with the performing arts. I love to do it.
Way to get that in, Mark.
Shameless self-promotion.
I was one of the original Nutcrackers when they did Nutcracker on Ice. Mm-hmm. And so for over 45 years, the Columbia Figure Skating Club has been around. And their production of the Nutcracker every year is not to be missed. They have the best sets, the best skaters.
Okay.
It is
Pat
fantastic.
Pat Muth, brava too.
Pat Muth, yes.
Great job. There. And I always, in writing for the newspaper every year, I would always say, and bring a blanket for the little ones.
Yes, oh, yeah, because
it's cold in
there.
It gets a little cold, but they do an outstanding job with their productions. Back when I did it, you know, they had like trash cans and trash bags as part of the set, but they've evolved over the years to have these marvelous sets, costumes that could rival any Broadway show. So I recommend
okay,
that.
Okay, that's good. A good one.
It's a good
All right.
tip.
Now, number three, there's a theater called the Silhouette Stages.
Oh, I think we've heard of that on here.
I don't know if you've heard of the Silhouette Stages, but they are producing this fun musical that I love, The Addams Family.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The music is just so fantastic, and it's directed by one of my favorite local directors, Tommy Malek.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He does an outstanding job. They already have the show cast. The show goes up in October. So if you're looking for a musical for the whole family, that's definitely one to see.
Great. Yeah.
Number two, coming in at number two, we've all been to the Toby's Dinner Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to The Little Mermaid.
Oh,
there we go.
That is not until November. And it's directed and choreographed by another favorite director of mine, Mark Minnick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I spoke to him this morning about the show, and he is a huge Disney fan. And so he's brought to the theater Mary Poppins, Beauty and the Beast, and recently Newsies.
Mm-hmm.
And so he is the right person for this job to direct and choreograph The Little Mermaid. So like you said, take the whole family to that. Number one, I am truly excited about this. This is one of my favorite Sondheim musicals.
Uh-huh.
Rep Stage is going to be producing Sweeney Todd.
I knew once you said that. I knew that was on the hit parade coming up.
And they're going to do a terrific job. It's going to be directed and choreographed by Joseph Rich, musical direction by Stacey Antoine. And this show goes up in September. And they have that show cast as well. A local favorite actor, Nigel Reed, will be Judge Turpin.
Mm.
And just a fabulous, fabulous cast. So that is the number one show to see in Columbia, Sweeney Todd. Don't miss it.
Okay.
Plus, there are probably about another 150 shows. If they don't hit any open times that the people listening have out there, there's always theater, dance, reading, all sorts of stuff going on in Columbia. So a wonderful place to be.
On that subject, theater, in music, we have another Labor of Love benefit coming up right here at HCC. Monday evening, August 27th, 7:30 p.m. And tickets are $20, not bad, or a VIP for $75, but you get a champagne reception with that. It's at Smith Theater, produced by Carolyn Kellerman, co-directed by Toby Ornstein and Carol Graham Lehan. And it features dozens of performers from Hollywood, from Broadway. Again, we've all come together for the purpose of raising money to help the Ellicott City folks.
Wonderful.
And
Flood Relief Fund, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's fabulous.
We got it. So,
Mark, you can cover that. Now you got that. Put that
absolutely.
Put that in your bag of tricks.
Taking a mental note.
Yep. All right.
We will definitely put that on our calendar.
Put that down. So to go back, I love that you present that our five looking for get to shows and productions. The Maryland Theater Guide, you said it's online. So how do we access it? How do we see it? How do we get to it?
It is all online. It's at mdtheaterguide.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there you can access our reviews and news. You can access our podcast. We also produce video
interviews.
Okay. We do video, everything on our website.
Okay. Do you do previews too? So do you, you know, you give a coming attractions kind of news like you just did for us? Or
we do. We do all sorts of previews to let people know way in advance, especially if it's a one-night event. Like the Soundry, I'm sure, just has these one-night events. And so a review might not do them any good. So we'll do a preview article. We have a column called A Quick Five, where we ask somebody five questions.
Oh,
and
wow.
So that's one of our most popular columns. And so that would be something good for the mm-hmm. Soundry to interview an artist. And I know what Mo was thinking of. Risa Binder would be a great act to have at the Soundry.
Yeah. And also John Pataki, who goes by John Nielsen now, who graduated from Centennial, is doing extremely well out in Austin, Texas. And Sarah Beck also is in Nashville. She and her husband, they come in here usually at least once a year to do a gig at her church. But I'm sure, and she would have a following also from here, because she graduated in 96 from Centennial High School, 1996. So she's old. But they come in here too, and they're extremely good. They're professional musicians and back up everybody, won a Grammy Award and the whole deal. So that would be a good suggestion. Mark, very, very good.
Thank you. Good. So tell us, okay, some of the things that you think that are particularly exciting coming up the Soundry.
So,
give us your recommendations. We've heard Mark's.
Okay, so August, we have a pretty exciting month in August. Fish is coming to Merriweather.
Oh, I heard that.
And so surrounding that, we have shows surrounding both of those shows. So we have on Saturday, August 11th, we have Pink Talking Fish playing after the Fish show. So Pink Talking Fish, they do a kind of a mashup of Fish, Talking Heads, and Pink Floyd.
Wow.
So it's an incredible show, and they're playing after the Fish show both nights, so people can go to the Fish show and then come enjoy a after show at the Soundry. That's going to be a huge weekend for us, and we're really excited. That's mm-hmm. the one that I'm really, really looking forward to, because I love all of the above. So I'm really excited for that show.
Efficient
cool.
scheduling,
very cool.
Too.
Now, do you have specific show times, or is this a drop-in venue, or do you have an 8 o'clock show and then a 10:30 show, or what's the deal with that?
Sure. So usually there's only one show per night,
okay.
And usually doors open at 7 o'clock. The show begins at 8 o'clock, and then sometimes, depending on the artist, sometimes we have an opener, or sometimes the artist does two sets, and so the opener will go on from 8 till 9, then we'll take a break from 9 to 9:15, 9:20, mm-hmm. then the headliner will come on and play through the rest of the evening until usually around 10:45, 11 o'clock.
Okay.
It just depends on the artist, but usually those are the times. Obviously, for shows like the Fish show, we have some modified times, but you can find everything on our website at thesoundry.com. Our complete schedule is there. We're still loading it up with things. We actually have updated shows coming weekly. So we're very, very active. We're trying mm-hmm. to make sure that we don't have any dark days in the room. So we're just constantly filling our schedule. So check back every day, because there might be a new show that pops up that you might be interested in.
That's a really, really big job to have one night stands and to fill up a calendar with 365 different acts or repeats. But not sure if you're familiar with some of the venues in Nashville, but a place called The Listening Room, one called The Bluebird Cafe that is world famous, where they have songwriters, four of them, guys, girls, mix, all guys, all girls, whatever. They have a stool, they have a microphone, they have a guitar. They take turns singing songs. And, of course, these are the writers that maybe Martina McBride or Blake Shelton or who are a lot of the country stars down there, you know, are singing these people's songs. And
that's
you
incredible.
Get to see the people that wrote it. But it's just such a really wonderful format. And then it's the same thing that you guys do. They'll have maybe a 6:30 show, and dinner and drinks are always available, and the same thing at maybe 9:30 show. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm really excited to go to the Soundry.
That sounds
very, very cool.
I think it's really brilliant that you're working in tandem with Merriweather in a way, too. Why not capitalize on their audiences
right.
as well?
Now, sure.
You know, they're already sure. here, and they're all over Columbia, so bring them down there and top it off.
Before
you know?
Your time, Demetrian, we had a place here in Columbia called The Pub. in Wild Lake. And there were a bunch of local people that live in Longfellow, where I currently live, that rented this space up where David's Natural Market is now in Wild Lake. And after Toby's finished her shows back in the day, you could find all of them up there, literally, sitting on top of the piano and singing, and they would bring the accompanists along, and it was a blast. And you talk about post-show. Right now, they sort of just hang out and socialize and have an adult beverage or five over at Clyde's. But since they go to Clyde's, if they would just take five more steps up the street, they would be at there at the Soundry, and that might be something that would be a lot of fun, and you know, bring the Toby's crowd. I'm just giving you ideas,
right?
But that would be something to maybe drag the Toby's crowd after, like you were talking about with Merriweather,
right?
Absolutely. To get those Toby's.
After the Labor of Love, also I remember Robin Baxter up on piano. She was fabulous. We need to get somebody up on a piano at the Soundry.
Exactly. Of course, the piano wasn't in tune, which added a lot of class to it. Yeah. It was ragtime piano, but it was good with John Lay and the people that owned that. It was just phenomenal. Going back, this is back in the 70s when they built that, and then progress.
I think your timing's perfect for the Soundry.
I really do.
And I think that Columbians have been looking for that other little piece.
Hear, hear.
And yeah, I mean, I just am very excited that, you know, it sounds like it's working out too. I've heard a lot of people going. What do you, how are you feeling about the crowd coming in? And
it's
so forth?
Really, really, really great energy in that room. Yes, we have a lot of people supporting. People are coming out to the shows. And honestly, so much good feedback about the sound quality, about the food, about the service, and about the, you know, the quality of the acts that we're getting in. Because sometimes it's people that people are not familiar with, and we get them in. And just last week on July 3rd, we had someone come in. His name was Ron Artis II. I'd never heard of him, and now I'm a huge fan. He was so good that we opened up the doors to the Soundry's. It was a beautiful day outside, and people were walking by, and people were literally coming in and buying tickets off the street because he was so captivating.
That's very New York. I love that.
Do you have speakers out on the street?
We don't have speakers on the street, but just the sound system that we have inside is dynamic, and people would just really hear it really well when we open up the doors. And so, yeah,
cool.
It's great.
Well, we will certainly be passing the word on, and yeah, you can expect to see us there, especially on a dance night. We're all doing it. Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. Wow. We've learned so much today. I'm so excited. I got so much to do. I got to go home and fill in my date book with all of your recommendations and look up the Soundry and find out what I can get there and get the Carolyn's Labor of Love. I mean, geez, is there enough time for all of this fabulous razzle dazzle arts in Columbia and Howard County, Maryland? Thank you, Mark Beachy. Keep on living the dream. You're my hero. I mean, you really are. So keep on. I can't wait to see what you're going to do next. I know you're going to add something else on. So I'm looking to see that.
I'm thinking about developing a high wire act.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, I didn't hear that in your background. So, okay. And, you know, they've closed Barnum and Bailey Circus. So it could be, you know, something. There could
be an
opening
for
here.
This.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
You may think that's funny, but one of my centennial students, Laura Lichtenberger, worked at Disney, worked at SeaWorld, worked at Universal. And I said, well, what are you doing now? Because we were just down there last year. She said, well, right now, she said, I'm flying. I said, flight attendant? She said, no, trapeze. She's literally doing that.
Oh, Mark, can you please do that too? Because I always wanted to fly on a trapeze, okay? So just
you have been for years, Judy.
On that note, I'll take that as a compliment.
Exactly.
Okay, don't forget to see Labor Love, Carolyn, one more time. When can they see that?
Monday, August 27th, 7:30 p.m., right here at Howard Community College, Smith Theater. I guarantee it's going to be fabulous, and you're going to want to book all these acts afterwards, and you're going to want to write about it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I will.
And the Labor of Love is sort of like Cher's farewell tour. There'll be another one coming, I'm sure. This is Judy Templeton. Thank you for joining us on Razzle Dazzle Radio with Carolyn, Mo, Mark, and Demetria. Did I say that right?
Demetrian.
Oh, I'll keep practicing. Get over to the Soundry.
connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.